Brother, you've learned well. You're expert at Wu-Tang.
Yule, you had to suffer a lot. Otherwise, you'd never have mastered Qin Kang and the Wu-Tang sword skills.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. Let's start the show. This is episode 15. Welcome back to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. Today on the podcast, I'd like to talk about the corporate media, television, and the role it plays in controlling your mind. There is a reason why it's called programming. The average person spends about 5 or 6 hours a day watching television. Now let's put that in perspective. That's more time that you spend doing anything other than sleeping and working. More recent figures show that the numbers have climbed. A 20-year-old has spent more than 2 full years of just watching television programming in his or her life in front of a television. And research has shown that people are becoming progressively more stupid. They also note a decline in reading and comprehension levels in all age groups tested. And the studies have also shown that it doesn't matter what you watch, whether it's The Simpsons, reality TV, or a late-night show. The more television you watch, the less literate and the more stupid you get. The subconscious is very powerful. It is aware of every particle and detail that is around you, but it doesn't know the difference between fact and fiction, and acts on all information passing through the subconscious mind as fact and responds to it. So what do you think happens when you watch silly moron goofy commercials, television programs? They are getting into your subconscious mind and programming you to be a docile follower of the programming that's being submitted into you while you're sitting there slack-jawed in an alpha wave state. It is man's ability for critical thinking which enables him to live a free and fulfilled life, free from control and programming from the mass media. Without the critical thinking process, we become nothing more than drones, automatons, waiting for instructions to be downloaded from our masters on the mass media, who download to us everything that we need to think, speak, and how to act. Have you ever noticed what you look like while you're watching television? If the angle is right, you might catch your own reflection on the screen. Jaw slightly open, slack-jawed, the blank stare of a television zombie. This is called soft brainwashing. And what makes it so effective is that you don't even realize what's going on, the programming that's taking place, and the control that it's taking over your mind subconsciously. It works on a principle of tension and release. Create tension in a controlled environment, increasing the level of stress, then provide a series of choices that provide release from the tension. As long as the viewer believes that the series of choices are the only ones available, even if at first glance they're unacceptable, he will illogically, nevertheless, under this tension, accept one of the offered choices to release that tension. It's mind control. And what it does is controls you and dumbs you down. This is nothing more than just a brainwashing and control environment. It removes your ability for critical thinking and subjects you to the choices that are being given to you. It's programming you. It's a programming loop. And if you know old basic programming, the line code that's 20, go to 10. In other words, when you hit line 20, go back to line 10. It's a loop, an endless loop of programming, which controls your subconscious thought process. And if you're not aware of it, the subconscious mind drives about 90% of what you do on a day-to-day basis. If you've ever found yourself driving a car and you've been driving for, let's say, 2 or 3 hours and you kind of get to your destination or you get to a rest stop and you say to yourself, well, wow, I just reached this. You're unaware of where you've been for the last 3 hours. Who's been driving the car? It's been your subconscious mind. And that's exactly what the television is doing. It's driving your subconscious mind. So now the television has us conditioned like animals, and we respond to the tension by seeking release. The key to the success of this brainwashing process is the regulation of the perceived tension and the offered release. As long as the choices are controlled, the range of the outcomes are also controlled. And the viewer is assigned to walk down several pathways which are all controlled. And these are all pathways that are acceptable to the people that are programming us. And this tension-filled environment is called social turbulence. So in fact, what is being done is they're giving you the problem, the reaction, and the desired solution. So you can just fall into deeper and deeper programming. Very subtle, very, very subconscious, and something that you must be aware of. And the way I see it, in most instances, you're not going to be able to see it until you turn off your television. Literally turn off your television and stop watching it. And just stop watching television for 3 or 4 days. And you'll see, because everything that you're seeing coming through that television screen is fear. Fear, and the fact that as a result of this fear, you know, you're going to be protected by Big Brother or an outside entity that, you know, has your best interest in mind. But in fact, the best interest in mind is their own best interests and the ability to control you and just siphon off whatever you think, choices that you make, the purchases that you make, the way you vote. For example, the Democratic and the Republican parties are all controlled by the same puppet strings. So they're giving you the illusion of choice, but there's no choice because the outcome is always going to be the same. Politicians are basically very highly paid actors. All mind control. And the last few decades have been full of social turbulence. Economic collapse, regional wars, fear, the boogeyman, terrorism, and terrorism is the biggest joke of all of them. Racial tension. And all of this social turbulence causes people to lose their bearings. Fear is a control mechanism. And just as a side note, the only way to defeat fear is love. It's the only way to defeat fear is love. Love for yourself and love for life and the things around you. That's why the pharmaceutical companies are getting such a quick grip on us, because they get us with the antidepressants. And now the antidepressants are enough. If your antidepressant isn't strong enough, they have an antidepressant supplement. And if that's not working for you, there's the opioids and the opioid epidemic. People are just so controlled by the pharmaceutical companies and people who do not have their best interests in mind. They're just being brainwashed and pumped full of psychotropic drugs that just control them and put them into a fast decline. And this is what our programmers are seeking. They're looking to just control, and they don't have our best interests in mind. Television is the key vehicle for presenting the tension and the desired outcome release. It brings you images of the tension and serves up simple answers. Television, in its world of semi-reality, of illusion, and escape from reality with these reality shows, which are just all scripted, is the single most factor in our tension-racked existence. Just think about one major decision that you've made recently that wasn't heavily influenced by the media and television that you watch, radio shows, anything that you see in the mass media, and try to get a fix on how much influence it has on you, whether you're trying to keep up with your neighbors, getting the latest car, the coolest watch, you know, the right sneakers, you know, $400 sneakers, which to me makes absolutely no sense. It's gotten to the point where if you can get some Jordan Air Force Ones that are dirty, sweaty, smelly from 1992 or whatever year, you know, people are bidding for these on eBay like, you know, hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars. And it shows you the degree of brainwash that we're subjected to and that people openly accept from their controllers. That's one of the main reasons why so many people go on with this endless war on terrorism, which is all just a hoax. What it is, it's just there to profit the multinational corporations that create armaments and weapons and bombs. And it's just a big business. And what's happening is they're actually being funded by both sides. So these weapons manufacturers are actually supplying weapons to both sides, because at the end of the day, the profit all goes to them. And this is a strategy that's been going on forever. In addition to into the endless war, it's also a strategy of divide and conquer. So when people are divided, then they're easily controlled and conquered. They're actually breaking up, and they have been, I guess, since the 1960s, they've been breaking up the family unit, because when you have a family unit, you have strength and unity, and people, you know, in discussions and thinking together, they start looking for the greater good for the family and the benefit of the family and one another and how they can help one another. And they can, you know, have a parallel thinking and an ability to employ rational thinking and critical thinking. But if you have the ability to break this up, the family unit, then you've broken up the whole society, because that's the basis of society, is the family unit. And if you look at television now, everything is geared toward, you know, individualism, solipsism. And solipsism is basically where there is no right and wrong and no natural law and no, you know, no God-fearing thinking or judgment. It's everything is based upon the individual and the self and what's benefiting to me. And one of the other things that's really disturbing is that not only is it benefiting to me, but I need to make the person next to me look like shit or demean them or put them down so that I could look better. And if you look very closely, that's really what you're seeing for the most part on a lot of these shows, where people sing or act or do whatever and they're judged, laughed at, and demeaned, basically. And like one person is put up on a pedestal until the next episode where they're chopped down. And it's just an endless vicious cycle of just breaking down the family unit, the individual, and just, again, it's just social turbulence. It's all basically just a soft cage of the mind. And one other thing, the frame rate of television is 30 frames per second, which is the exact rate you need to place you in an alpha state where your subconscious is wide open and ready to accept all the programming that's downloaded into it. 30 frames per second equals an alpha wave state. And basically people think that television is there for entertainment, for their leisure, for their benefit, so they can relax and enjoy, but it's a vehicle for programming. Turn off your television and turn on your brain. Thoughts, comments, show topics, please email me at alphamaleBuddhist@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and namaste.